Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Well, hello, everybody. What's going on? Who wants to be here tonight? Raise your hand. Who doesn't want to be here tonight? Raise your hand. Who stayed out in the hallway as long as she could to avoid coming into the meeting room tonight? Father, I just thank you for your grace. Lord, we pull on your grace right now. Your grace is sufficient for all things. Lord, I don't know how I can live without your grace. Your grace, it brings strength. It brings direction and correction. And Lord, I yield completely to you tonight. I wash away all the debris of the day. We call it debris. For those of you who know, you know. And let me take my keys out of my pocket. Father, I just thank you that I know you're doing something tonight in all of our hearts. And I place a draw in the Spirit right now for complete healing for anybody and everybody who needs healing, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's weariness, whether it's, is your soul tired? We're going to pull on the grace of God tonight because some of us are in seasons of transition. Transition's never fun, but it's necessary to get us to the place in the Spirit where we're supposed to go. And so I release the waters of heaven tonight that we drink from the wells of God to refresh us so that we can hear a key that's being released for us tonight for victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's worship the King. Lord, we do love you. We have nothing to give you but ourselves. That's one of the amazing things about Jesus. You can't buy your way, you can't cheat your way, you can't perform your way into his presence because he sowed his son to bring us into redemption of oneness with him. I don't know about you, but I used to be a scammer and I would try to find the cheat way in, and there is no cheat way in with God. It's full surrender. And do you remember the day of full surrender? Do you remember how your life was going on? And maybe everything was great and then something happened and it wasn't great. Or maybe it was great and you were raised with great parents and you couldn't wait to say yes to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe you were pressed down really in a hard place and Jesus rescued you. Somebody shared the good news. You know, though, that experience, that first imprint of relationship with Jesus is very important. You know, I was driving here tonight, and I was whining about tonight, and the Lord gave me the picture. He said, "Do you remember when?" And I knew what he was talking about because he flashed the picture of the first time I met him. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, he's my beloved. And so if I'm crying or temper tantruming or complaining that I broke my toe today or whatever, all it took was, do you remember when? And all this other stuff really just is nothingness compared to the greatness of the King of Kings. And we, for some crazy thing, God loves us so much, he sent his son so that we can have full relationship and redemption with the Father. Who is God? Who is a God like that? I don't know. My dad wasn't like that. My friends aren't like that. My mentors aren't like that. But God alone is the only source of living water. He's the only source where we can go and drink from the vine and be filled, overflowing with his presence, his truth, his breakthrough, his resurrection power, his life, his healing power, his signs and wonders, his creative miracles. There is no other God that can do that. And he chooses human beings like us to be the vessel that he crawls in through and exposes himself to the whole world. We need to be more excited about who he is and less concerned about what kind of day we're having. I'm preaching to myself here, kids. I had a battle in my mind, and I'm sharing this because I'm praying that this will be a testimony that you can glean from and say, you know what? I'm not alone. I struggle with this stuff too. And so I'm in worship tonight, and I'm in my mind, I'm thinking. I'm half in worship, and I'm half thinking about the crazy day I had today. And I'm like, it's starting to like roll and keep rolling and cycle in my brain. And I'm like, wait a minute. I've got the opportunity to sing out loud and worship the King with my brothers and sisters. Or do I want to whine in my mind about my bad day? See, there's choices. And I chose life. I said, you know what? This is what I do. When I realize I'm messed up, you ever been messed up? Here's a key. When I realize I'm messed up, I get on my face. Because there's something about getting your face down to the ground and just, you know, I lay it all out. I just release it all at the cross to the Lord and I say, I can't fix any of this. I don't even know what to do. The day was a rough day, but I'm just going to worship you. I am choosing to believe that you're better than the sewer pipe. You're better than the broken toe. You're better than all the bad reports I've heard all day long. You're above all that. And I'm going to be translated into your promises. I'm not hanging down in this earth and receiving the bad reports on earth. I'm not taking that stuff. I'm not doing it. Now, here's a little teaching moment. What's coming up? Colorado retreat. So a lot of this attack is a little early. So, what's going to happen in Colorado? So two things, friends, for those of you who are listening online, please pray for the Colorado retreat, for everyone that's supposed to be there, that they make it. And that every word that God wants to release, every sign, every wonder, every miracle, every healing, every dead bone coming to life, that he gets the glory and releases it all in his due time and in his due season. We're not gonna cowtail to the darn devil, okay? Because we don't have to. We can tell him, get out in the name of Jesus. Now, so here's the thing. Please, brothers and sisters, pray for us. Pray for the team that's going to Colorado. Start now. Don't wait. Start now. Pray in tongues. And what do you pray for? Just pray in tongues and just be led by the Spirit. God knows. The Holy Spirit knows. And if you're one of those that need the list because you just have to pray in English, well, we'll give you a list if you want one. Okay? I don't care. But just pray. Please pray for us because lives are at stake. Victories are at stake. Breakthroughs are at stake. Pulling people out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. That is what's at stake here. And the devil doesn't like it. And so here's the thing. When the thief is caught, my Lord Jesus is the one who pays sevenfold, not the devil. I don't argue with the devil. So I'm in here and I'm strategizing in my little brain going, okay, I need to start proclaiming the stuff that I'm believing God's going to do through the month of October. I mean, we just hit September 1st, you know, and it's like, bam. I'm like, okay. All right. I don't say game on. I say victory in the name of Jesus. I used to say game on, devil. But now I'm like victory in the name of Jesus. It's the easier way. Because then if it's game on, I'm duking it out with him. I don't want to duke it out with him. I want to be seated high above and release the word of God into the earth and break the strategies of the enemy. When you fight in the flesh, you are impotent. There's no way you will win. And so I have learned the devil likes it. The devil likes if you get all mad and get in the flesh. You know what's better? Oh, Jesus. I love you so. You're my King. You're my Lord. I trust you in every decision. I trust you that you're going to make a way where it doesn't look like there's a way because that's who you are. And when you start saying that and believing that, guess what happens? The Red Sea parts. Did you hear me? The Red Sea parts. Speak to your mountains. What's going on in here tonight? Who's got an issue in their heart? And it's been long suffering. It's been a season of delay, and you're like kind of like on the fence of, well, I guess this is how it's going to be. If that's you right now, recognize that's a lot of seeds and a lot of darts from the enemy trying to get you to compromise against what the Word of God says. The Word of God cannot lie, and the Word of God says, what does the Word of God say? Let's pull some scriptures. Let's pull out some scriptures tonight of what about being victorious in Jesus Christ. Faint not, because that's the thing. The enemy likes to get you. You know, we see something from God. I'll get you, John. We see something from God, and then it's like we go after it in the spirit, and we pray. And the enemy is like dart, doubt, accusation, winds, storms. And it's tempting to look at the storm because it manifests in the natural. But if we faint not, there's a tipping point in the spirit, and it's in faith. And when the tipping point reaches, and no one knows the tipping point until, and then you all know, when faith tips and rises in the room, you can't deny faith has just entered the room. And so the enemy wants us to stop, but God wants us to rule and reign. And so the victory is in the faith that we build through speaking to the mountain and declaring God's word. And eventually, if we faint not, there is. Okay, can I ask a question? Who's in transition in the room tonight? Okay, hands down. Who doesn't know if they're in transition in the room tonight? Okay. That's good. So, 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you guys were here, I released a word about being, I saw in the spirit like a crossroad. Do you remember? I said there's like a T, and you want to go left or go right, but don't move, stay, pause, wait. Do you remember that? Okay, I saw it again tonight, and I was asking the Lord about it, and I've been seeing it a lot, and when I see something, it's always for me, because I'll take it, but it's also usually for the remnant, and so what I'm seeing, I'm in the spirit, and it's hard to describe, because there is no road straight ahead. And it's not like, so it's like you're on a path and there's like a you either need to go left or you need to go right. And at that moment, people in the natural are going to want to choose go left or go right because we want to get it done. But what I'm sensing is a pause in the spirit and not to go left and not to go right until we hear what the Lord is saying. And at first when I started seeing this, I thought it was directional, like people's calls or walks or whatever. And as I've been praying and meditating and seeing this, I'm actually seeing like a remnant, the remnant, and I'm seeing an opening straight ahead. But you can't get there without Jesus pulling you through. And it's a hidden pathway. I'm waiting. I want to say what I'm like. Can I say, Lord? So you know about the Bible when it talks about the ancient pathways? You ever read those? I sense that this is an ancient pathway that's been long covered, and we're in a season where this is hard to give it words, but myself, I'm a get or done type of girl, and so if I know that the opening is straight ahead and I see that, I want to go, but it's by invitation only. It's by invitation only. Now, it doesn't mean you're not invited. It's the timing of the Lord of when you come through. Everyone is invited. For those that can hear, for those that can see, or those that can perceive. And because I'm releasing it, you're invited because you're hearing. So I'm praying for the timing of the Lord. And so we talk about transition because, believe it or not, we're all in transition. So those that don't know, I'm just going to tell you, you're in transition. Welcome to the walk of the Spirit. Now, when you're in transition, a couple things. Have you ever watched a ballerina or a circus where they go from one rope? I don't know if ballerinas do that, but you go from one rope to another. What is that? A circus? Trapeze? Trapeze? Okay, you guys got it? Okay. And you know when you're on one rope and you're going to the next, there's this place in the middle before you connect to the next rope? That's called transition. And when you're in that place, it's all faith and trust in the Lord, because you don't know if you're going to grab the rope, if the rope's going to be there. By faith, you believe that that rope is going to swing your way and you're going to come from one place to the next. By faith, you believe that. But you can't make that rope come to you any sooner than when it's released. So some of us are hanging and waiting for the rope to swing our direction so we can grab hold and be translated into the next place in God. So when you're hanging from a rope, waiting for the next rope, so to speak, sometimes you get tired. Sometimes your muscles get sore or tight because you've been hanging on for a long time and you just want to let go. Now, here's the weird thing in the Spirit. Sometimes it's necessary to let go. When you let go, you fully trust that whatever the Lord's going to do, He's going to do, and you'll be okay. And if you're not going to be okay, you'll be okay. Do you know what I'm talking about? So while you're hanging on that rope, believing God, because you saw the vision, you heard the invitation, you had the dream of propulsion going to the next place, you said yes. Did you not say yes? Did everyone in transition say yes? You weren't tricked into transition, were you? And you were sharp enough to recognize the yes. You weren't dull at that moment, were you? No. You were fully aware of what's going on in the Spirit. Meanwhile, you're now hanging on to the rope, waiting for the invitation of the next rope to swing your way. And some of you are like, I've been waiting a long time and I'm starting to get crabby. And when you get crabby, your muscles, they start to jolt and jerk because you've given all. You're holding on. You're tired, and you've given it all. And you did everything you were supposed to do up to that point. Now, three things. One, did you all of a sudden end up in the flesh mode and try to make the transition happen? Because if that's the case, it won't happen. Because it's God and not us that does the transformation. He's the one that swings the rope to us. One. I'm getting this by the Spirit. I got no clue what two is yet, okay? He said three. I thought he was going to say two. I almost stumbled on my word. Okay, so one is you're hanging on. You're a little frustrated, crabby perhaps, and you just want to get it done. So you're reaching for the rope, but you can't see it because the timing is off. At that moment, the enemy is bombarding you with darts. You blew it. You missed it. Are you sure you're supposed to be hanging in this spot? You've been here a long time. I don't know if you know what God's voice is anymore. Those are the voices of the enemy. You ever hear that? Yeah. When that's occurring, You're very close to your breakthrough. You're very close. The enemy is afraid because you're so close. The veil is so thin of walking into the next place that the enemy has got everything in him to say, don't give, just give up. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just give up. You blew it. You missed it. I got something better over here. Look over here. Now, if you're tired and you're hanging on and your muscles are a little wore out from hanging on, and maybe you stopped drinking from the vine because you're clenching the rope so tightly, now you've got atrophy going on in your spiritual muscles because you're not drinking from the vine, from him, whether it's the word or meditation or prayer or whatever. So now the enemy's like wooing you, look over here. I've got something for you over here, and it's quick. Just come, it's quick. Temptation is knocking on the door. Right now I'm going to expose temptation. Temptation, you are a liar and a deceiver, and I call you out right now, and I command you to loose off my brothers and sisters right now and never return. Breakthrough is here, and we will wait for the invitation of the Lord. Now that's one. Let's say, we'll go one and a half on this one. Let's say you did look to the right and you know, thought, you know what, maybe I just got to get off the rope. It's too much. Here's the thing about God. If you repent because you blew it, you got tricked by the enemy, just repent. I'm sorry, Lord. I got weary along the route. Will you put me back in the center of your will? If you say that, he will put you back in the center, back on the rope, full of strength, full of the truth and the light of God, so you can hold on a little longer. He won't test you to see how long you can hold on. He's already, but because Jesus took the testing for us, so he's already prepared us for victory. And so, is this weird to you tonight? Okay. So, because he's already prepared you, you got tricked, you're back on the rope, worship him. Worship him because he saved you again. Who else does not judge us because we blew it and looked the wrong direction or said the wrong thing or maybe even thought the thoughts but never spoke them? When you think those thoughts, they're in your heart. Whether you speak them or not, they're in your heart. And so group one, transition, you're hanging. You got tired, so you wanted to just do it yourself in the natural. Help God out. You won't say you're doing it in the natural because that gives you cover up. You just say, I'm spiritually helping the Lord tonight. You know, I sense the Lord wants me to push through this doorway. You know, can I just be real? Yeah. I remember one time in the Spirit I pushed a doorway open. This is weird, but I'm going to tell you, I was praying, you know, I was on an assignment, and we'll get to two and three, honest. I'm praying, I'm on an assignment, and I'm like, I need to see Jesus. I need to see Jesus. And he was actually in a meeting, and I pushed this door open, and he looked, and he came out, and he said, now is not the time, child. And I was embarrassed, believe it or not, but I thought I was right. You ever think you were right in the Spirit and find out you weren't? Here's the thing. He still rescues us. He still loves us. He doesn't say, ch-ch. He just said, now is not the time. He disciplined me like a good father disciplines his child. I love good discipline. I love when he disciplines me. I mean, I don't like to be disobedient, but sometimes I am. Sometimes I think I know something and I know nothing. Wretched flesh that I have. You know, this war, this battle. The war and the battle, someday it'll all go away. And we'll be like walking on the paved streets of gold. And we'll be like, wow, I worried about all this stuff. I tried to build this or do that or help them and none of it mattered. The glorious one is what matters, and you'll drop to your knees and you'll just worship him. because everybody's worshiping him. And you just can't help because there's a spirit of worship and it's contagious. You ever been in a meeting? You ever been in a service, like a Holy Ghost service, and a spirit of worship just falls on the place? If you haven't, come to a conference. It happens at our conferences. I mean, we'll just be weeping, we'll be crying, we'll be singing, we'll be just undone. Then there's this heavenly hush that comes upon, and nobody can move because there he is. I don't know why people don't come to the conferences, to be honest. I don't really care, but some people come and they'll do anything to go to one of our services. I'm not touting something great that we have. One thing about waiting on the Lord is actually tending to him. It's not just sitting here. It's tending to him, loving on him, just worshiping him. That's waiting on the Lord. And then, amen. Okay, two, we're in transition. Everyone in here is in transition. I'm telling you, you're in transition, and transition is good. It's necessary. When you're in transition, you see or believe what God has said, which has caused you to say yes to transition. You swing from one rope, you're midair to the next rope. You're actually midair. You have neither rope in your hand. That is the greatest transition there is. And here's the thing. Sometimes it's instant, and sometimes it's a long time between each rope. Now, what changes or what causes the catch of the next rope? When you're in that place in between, the in between one rope and the next rope, you're leaving behind and you're going to, in that place, all kinds of supernatural things are taking place. You don't know it because you're suspended almost in nothingness. If you had to give it a name, you'd call it nothingness, but God calls it everything. He calls it everything because he's filling you. He's putting in stuff inside of you. When you go into the next place, you'll eat off the stuff that you gained when you were in between both ropes, if that makes sense. And so the substance that he puts in you, when it's like abandonment of yourself. It's like, I know God's got this. I don't care about anything else. I'm going after what he promised. And you let go, and you are in midair, and you don't know if you're going to catch the rope, but you don't care. There's the difference. You don't care because your faith is so strong, you can't care. Because you know that you know that you know what you know. Because he told you before you left the first rope. And so when you're in this suspension, you're eating the nutrients of heaven. Whether it's angels or Jesus feeding you, that doesn't make a difference. It's the substance that goes in, the revelation that gets released, and then you don't even really know what happened. You just know, wow, this is good. This is really good right here where I'm at right now. And it almost feels like you could walk on water at that moment. And I think you could. I really think you could. And so then you catch the next rope, and you catch it, but you don't cling to this rope because you're experienced now. You know what the rope feels like. You trust because you've gained substance from the first place. You received supernatural, and now you grab the next rope, and oftentimes you don't stay on that rope. You go to the next one and the next one and the next one fast. And then you stay in that place. And it's a position in the spirit. You've been elevated in the spirit realm. You sit under the guidance of supernatural wisdom, and you bring forth, you manifest back into the earth the supernatural wisdom. And people will eat that. You'll share it, but you won't just spill it because it's a fine wine. You don't waste a drop. You don't share it with those that can't handle it. Now, the Bible talks about, you know, casting your pearls before swine. We're past that at this point, because you're not even hanging with swine. This type of food you couldn't give or share. This type is for the remnant, the hungry ones who want the more. So you're mining in heavenly places, and you're bringing back the substance to release, whether it be to your family, to yourself, or wherever he has you go. But you don't. At this point, you know it's not you, and you know it never was you. There's a difference. There, at this point of the swing, you've come to a place where you really know that you know nothing, because your nothingness is revealed on the first rope. Because you try everything you read, every sermon you heard, every Bible scripture, but it doesn't do it. And it doesn't do it because it's a supernatural release. It has no room for the flesh. And so the difference is when you swing and you get to that next place, the flesh knows how weak it is. And the flesh realizes there's nothing. It offers nothing. It is the Holy Ghost inside of you that releases the words of wisdom. It elevates and positions spiritual matters and places. Is that making sense, or is this too deep? You guys okay with it? The third rope, or the third place that the Lord has, I'm going to have to get because I don't have it. So let's see what he's got. Transition. Oh, I just got it. I love that. Transition. The third one is, it's a supernatural encounter from the very beginning. Now, what I mean by that is you've met Jesus. You do your Bible study. You read your word. You know there's more. And you're crying out because you're hungry. I'm seeing the picture, and it's glorious. And so all of a sudden, transition's knocking at your door. And here's the thing. You can't knock and ask transition to come. Transition comes for you. And we invite, we say yes or we say no. We have the authority to say yes or no to transition. This one, transition comes knocking on the door, and it's looking for you. And all you have to do is say yes, and a supernatural heavenly experience instantaneously propels you from rope one way over here. You get to bypass all the swinging, and it is such a heavenly experience, you're undone, because you did nothing to deserve it. You did nothing to earn it. You couldn't pray it in. God just picked you. Not because you're special, but because it's part of the destiny that he has for you. Amen. So where are you at? Are you in transition? Is everybody realize they're in transition? Is there anybody thinking maybe transition's a good thing now? We've been taught by the enemy that transition's bad. It takes too long. It's not worth it. Take the shortcut. Transition is something we should all be saying, Lord, I welcome your transition in my life. I welcome whatever you want to do with me in my life. I welcome the places of the Spirit you want to take me and show me. Let me swing on the transition ropes in heaven. Let me release, let me drop, let me open my hands if I'm on rope one, where I'm clinging out of fear or clinging out of weariness. Let me trust you enough to release the rope. Because when you do that, remember, you end up on the next rope. And you're like, wow, that was pretty easy. But there's still a learning process that goes on in the second rope when you're in between there. The stuff still gets put in you. Does that make sense? That's the parable of the workers in the field. I love that, you know, because God really spoke to me about that many, many years ago, you know, because there's people who have been laboring the fields. And now this is my paraphrase from what God has taught me personally. It's in Matthew, I think. Oh, I thought you had a question. It's in Matthew, I think, where he talks, you know, the vine worker comes in and he says, hey, you want to work for me? I'm going to give you $10 an hour. And you start at 8 a.m. and you work a full day. And then he's looking around and he sees somebody that's at noon. Hey, you want to come and work for me? I'm going to pay you $10 an hour. You start now. And then the third one. But what he does is he pays everybody the same. And the people that came early and worked a harder day, they feel a little grumpy that they got shortchanged. But really what they don't know is they were in the presence, in the field of God, and they were getting a greater blessing because they were in the substance of heaven. But their flesh turned and said, we want more. We didn't get enough. We were here first. They missed the blessing of the Lord out of greed. But really, it's not greed. All the fullness, because they were there steeped in him all day. They were saturated in the presence, but the enemy sowed the dart and said, oh, you didn't get enough. You worked too hard. You didn't get enough. And is that helping you?
Yeah, I guess.
So here's the thing. That's what I love, because if I came at noon, he's not saying, oh, you only get a half a cup. He's like, take it all, my child, take it all. If somebody comes at 3 p.m, take it all, double portion, triple portion, give it to them all. He does not care about, we measure so weirdly. He looks at the heart and says, oh, what a great heart, you can have it all. We look at it as, we've been doing it longer. We should be getting more. We should be further ahead. We should be the ones preaching the word of God, not them. They just got here. God's going to use whoever he wants to use, and we need to be okay with that. We need to cheer on and contend with people who come in. And if it's because some people have great calls on their life, but they've been so steeped in bondage, they don't know it. And then they get on fire for God. We got to go, 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 and be cheerful for them. Not like, well, they're getting more attention. That, you know, and be honest with you, it's a lot in the church. I mean, there's a lot of that goes on. I'm all over. I see where we minister, and there's people that are territorial. Listen, whose territory are we in right now? God's. It's not mine. It's God's. It all belongs to him, and we get to steward it. I know that was not where you were going, but that's where we came to. Yes. Yeah. Kinda. Yeah. 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 And so it's, you know, for those that get saved late, it's never too late. Late is a word that was put on us. It's a label. The kingdom of God is fresh and new every day. We have choices to drink and sup with him or give an excuse why we can't. So we can't be too busy trying to get our projects done when Jesus is knocking at our door, pulling weeds. Catch you later, Jesus. I'm pulling weeds. Knock tomorrow, please. I can't give you an example. No. You'll know in the spirit. And so I can't even give you, all I can give you is what I've given you, and it's an invitation. It can't be compared because each person is individual. And so what I mean by that is God is inviting us, and I'm going to tie this into the T in the road, so to speak, because you can't, and so I'm back to this, I'm seeing this in the spirit, and I'm seeing like an ancient path that's been covered over. I've only seen this a few other times, and this path is not that path. This is a different path because it's a different time in the season that we're in. And so this path, the invitation is here. We can stand, but it's Jesus on the other side that's going to suck us through, so to speak. You know, it's not going to be, and it's not for the faint of heart. It's for the wholehearted people. And when that happens, there is a huge transformation that takes place. And it's completely different from swinging from this vine to this vine, this rope to this rope. It's a completely different walk. Both are necessary and both will be fulfilled, but this one is different. And I think you'll have to go from the vine to the swing before you go through this secret path, because you need the stuff in between that he puts in for when you're in, because there's a journey in there and the path isn't clear. It's not like, oh, here it is. No, you're mining in the spirit a place that he wants to take you. Eventually, it'll open to a beautiful garden, but it could be a short distance or a long distance. And what's it based on? Obedience and dedication. Now I'm getting this just as it's coming, so I'm like, I got to listen to this again, you know. So it's based on obedience and dedication, meaning I'll catch you later, Jesus, I promise, or I gotta have everything you have, Lord. I just want to worship you. I don't even know what to do, but I know you do, and you know what, use me any way you want. I just want to love on you. Could you teach me how to love on you? I just want to know what you want me to know. I just want to be where you want me to be. I just want to sing to you. I just want to worship you. I just want to kiss your feet. I just want to smell you. I just want to hang with you. And you're like, well, I don't even know what any, I've never done that. I don't know. None of us have ever done that until we start to do it. So you don't think it's weird. There's a breaking into a place that is wonderful. And it's, okay, so it's not barred like the Garden of Eden. But it's not wide open for any casual believer. It is guarded, the entryway, but you've got the pass to get in. Some people don't have the pass to get in, and they will be forbidden. And those are unbelievers, if you're wondering who that would be. Does that make sense? So, in the natural, it's very tempting. I'm saying this again, and I've been saying this a lot. When you're at this place, and here's the thing. You might be saying, well, am I at this place? I don't know. But you'll know, because you'll sense casually doing your thing. You wake up, you do your study, you do, you know, your yard tour, you do your, help your kids get whatever. You know, you let the dogs out, you make dishes, coffee, and clean your house, whatever. But here's the thing, whatever you're doing, if you sense, oh, I need to go left or I need to go right, pause. The invitation is quiet. It's quieter than all the noise around you. Every distraction will be louder than the invitation at first. And so be encouraged, because you have ears to hear. God opened them when he released his son from the cross. Think about it. You have eyes to see, ears to hear, and all the senses in the spirit. They've been activated. They may be dull, but they're activated. And how do you continually activate them? By use. So start to pay attention to the little things. You know, I was somewhere and all of a sudden I smelled this beautiful fragrance. And I'm on the farm, so it's not in the natural, okay? I mean, the cows were blowing, that wind was blowing, and all of a sudden I'm smelling. It almost smelled like Lily of the Valley. Who was with me? Was that you?
I don't remember.
Okay, it was just yesterday, I think, or the day before. I'm like, you smell that? When you smell that, trust me, it's not the natural. Start to recognize it, and then you just thank Jesus. You thank him. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that awesome smell. Thank you, Lord. Was that you? And you might hear, well, yes, it is. And if you hear it, it'll be internal. It'll be inside you that you hear it. And that's okay. Don't think you're weird. You're not. You are a supernatural being living in an earth suit for a season. And then the earth suit drops and you go back home. Home is good. But we go when God says, not before. Amen? You guys okay?
Yeah.
Are you encouraged? You don't seem encouraged. Okay. Father, I just thank you. So I thank you for the tea in the road. I thank you for the pause in the spirit that we perceive exactly what you're doing. You're setting us up. This is what you're doing. You're setting us up. You're setting us up for propulsion. You're setting us up for transition, and you're setting us up to move in places in the realms of glory because we need to. It's time. It is time to be the bride that's awake, the bride that's equipped, the one, the sold out one that will do anything that the Lord says when he says to do it. Pick me, Lord. Pick me. Pick me, Lord. Pick me. If that's you, say, pick me, Lord. Pick me. And if it's not, it's okay. It's okay. Your day will come. Not everybody is ready. Well, truthfully, you are ready, but you're not. And your flesh is saying, no, I'm not ready. But the spirit is like, come on, come on in. The water's fine. You can touch the bottom. It's okay. Amen. Father, I just thank you for tonight, Lord. I just pray a blessing upon every person in this room and every person that's listening online. Lord, I place a draw on the Spirit. I place the woo, the Holy Ghost woo, to take us through the ancient path, to take us through the next realm of substance where you want us to dine with you for a season so that we can go from one place to the next to move and be acclimated in the spirit realms so that we are truly kings and priests to rule and reign just like Jesus wants us to do. Amen.